Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Okay, it's our first Friday Food Club of 2019, and this month it's Veganuary, Julian. I was going to call you January then.
Veganuary.
Veganuary, okay. There we go. So we thought the best guest to get in would be Alfie from Doppelganger Burger, who make thoughtful and delicious vegan burgers only.
Yes.
Been going for about a year now in town.
Yes, so we started in January 2018 at 2648 after a series of pop-ups at my old work, which was dovetailed on Regent Street.
Fantastic. Well, we thought we'd get you in because, you know, vegan burgers, that's quite a departure from the classical route of a burger. And we thought, everyone is talking about the rise of veganism. I was looking at some numbers and statistics. It's just going crazy at the moment. Do you have, like, any thoughts, ideas, why that might be the case?
Yeah, I think one of the big things is it just makes you feel lots better.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel healthier and lighter. And I think there's a lot of people feel the responsibility. It's what they can do. I think with what's happened with plastic, I think if people can take steps in their life to have a greater environmental impact, they'll do it. And I think through diet, it's an easy one for people to do. And as there's more and more options that are becoming available,
yeah,
I think it makes sense.
So you're a vegan.
Yes.
How long have you been vegan for?
Just coming up to 2 years now.
So that was from a step from being vegetarian?
No, I went the other way.
Whole way.
Yeah. I love cooking. I've always worked in kitchens and restaurants. And mine was purely out of cooking curiosity. So I did it for a month just because it's like learning to cook again, really. Because you can't use the fats. You use some of the same techniques. And then did it for a month and you sort of immerse yourself in the world. And you feel better. Makes more sense. Had a lot of fun doing it. And that was me sort of sold, really.
Mm.
And then I got onto burgers because at that sort of time, it was the sort of mushy bean burgers.
Yeah.
And I thought I could do something better than that. And that sort of was the birth of Doppelganger.
So where do you get your inspiration from? Do you check out, I presume there are other vegan burger restaurants in the UK and around the world? Do you have a little sneaky look online to see what their menus might be? Or do you just think, this might work, and you try to see what happens?
I try not to. I think that was something as a designer. You can always look too easily online for inspiration.
Mm.
I just keep my eyes open. And it's classical flavour combinations a lot of the time. We try and use techniques to... Yeah, there's a lot more techniques involved in vegan cookery because it's less forgiving.
Yeah.
So if you get it wrong, you're in trouble, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can just end up with quite bland food sometimes.
Yeah,
you
you're definitely relying more on the spicing and the texture.
Yeah, and the feeling. More the delicacy of it sometimes.
So actually, a typical burger, you're talking up to... If it's really a juicy, good one, or it's 800 calories, up to 1,000 calories, I say?
Yeah.
How does it work with a vegan burger?
Okay, so we've made quite a conscious effort to make our food healthier, because I think that came out in the news yesterday about companies having to report items on their menu that were over 900 calories or something. So we air fry all our food.
Air fry. Right.
So
what does that mean?
That means...
I'm glad you asked that, by the way. Thank you.
And air fry, it's people at home might know they're a Tefal active fry. So it uses hot air that's pumped around at high speeds.
I've heard of a Tefal active fry.
That's it.
There's my geekiness coming out of me, probably more than my chefness.
We use a commercial version of that machine to cook all our food. And I think that's another thing that's going to happen. I think as a maker of food for people to consume, you've got a responsibility to make sure it is healthy, that you're not pumping sugar into it just to make it taste good, that you are thinking about all this. And that's something, that's why we made that decision to use air fryers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to, I don't know what the calorific content of our burgers are, but they're all home cooked.
What actually goes in it? The burger bit?
Soy protein.
Soy protein,
so TVP,
okay.
Rehydrated and made into a burger. The same with the chicken.
And you buy that commercially, do you?
We buy them in and coat them now. So we were making them for a period, and then we were using a mix, and now we just use one we buy in and coat it. We use it as an ingredient now. So you get something in, use that as an ingredient, coat it, spice it to bring out those flavours.
And then the toppings, is not the same toppings that one might find in a, well, a regular burger?
No, that's where we really try to push ourselves. The toppings are where we, like, really get to play with our creativity and our cookery. So the Cali is, like, our best seller, and that's portobello mushrooms roasted off in thyme and garlic. And then we make an onion marmalade with red wine and orange peel to act as, like, pectin to thicken the marmalade. And then we make a garlic and herb dressing, and that's with a balsamic glaze. And then in January, because I think carbs might get a hard time next year, as you know, like refined carbs.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we're doing, instead of the bun, we're going to do a chickpea waffle.
Ooh, see, I'm a huge fan of chickpeas. Julian's not convinced, but...
I think my allergies are clicking in at this. I have a nut pea thing going on. And chickpeas is strange. I'm not allergic to it, but I think there's clearly something in the taste which messes with the brain. I think that's what's going on there. So no, I'll have to stick with the regular bun, I'm afraid. But I'm liking the sound of the contents, though.
And that's going to be a chickpea waffle with a beetroot puree that's smoked.
Ooh, I love beetroot too.
With horsegrass, red cabbage, and mint.
It just sounds so much more interesting.
It is,
there's just so much going on.
We're
going
to have a walnut salsa with a tarragon vinegar we've been making for the past month. So, yeah.
Just touching back slightly on the protein thing that you use. So, you know, a very well-known sort of takeaway place, Pastry Greggs, I'm just going to say it. They did a...
it's a lot easier to say
year,
it.
They're doing, this January, I think, they're doing a vegan sausage roll because they are well known for their sausage rolls and they brought out the vegan one. And I was listening to some news about this and they were saying that actually, because the sausage that they generally use in all of these places, it's so processed.
Yeah.
It's so far removed from the... real meat content that it originally comes from, that actually people really can't tell the difference because it's just so far removed from the meat.
But
so
go ahead.
If you look at like chicken nuggets, like your dirty chicken nuggets in the cheapest ones in the supermarket, they're going to be like 50% wheat gluten and 50% chicken. So it's half already a vegan product. So on that budget low end, I don't think people are going to really realise if it's made of all wheat gluten or there's...
I find that really interesting. When we had a food club back in the summer, we had the guy who came in with the vegan kebab. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
I sort of blind tasted it. I didn't even know it was meat-free, to be honest. I could really not tell the difference between the sort of kebab meat that you would normally find in a very dirty, like, late-night kind of kebab with this one. But this one was way more delicious. It was spiced so well. It just really clicked with me when I heard that news story yesterday, how because the meat is just so processed, you just really can't tell that much of a difference. But tell me, how has it been going down with your customers? Like,
a lot of support, really.
Yeah.
And that's what's, I think, made the whole thing possible. We're lucky enough to get some investment, and that made opening the restaurant on Regent Street, which will open in a couple of weeks.
So whereabouts on Regent Street?
It used to be Cafe Sicilia, so just next door to ZZ's.
Are those Sicilians not doing as well as they used to, Miss Milazzo?
No, I know. It's all right, there's plenty of room.
And then it was just the support of the Anonymous for the Voiceless. They come in every month. They've been a massive support, and just the regular customers. And they've sort of, without them, there's a hairy spell in the summer. The World Cup was on, it was red hot, we were in a basement, and the sales really slowed up, but those regulars kept on coming in, kept it ticking over, and we sort of made it through, and we're here now. So come in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll be above ground, which will be nice.
Daylight will be seen. Yeah, and I used to work at a radio station where the studio was literally in the basement. much better here.
Yeah. Spending 12 hours a day in a basement is...
not particularly pleasant for anyone. Look, we'll chat some more in a little while's time. We'll I'll do some travel and play a song as well. It's chatting with Alfie, who is from the new Doppelganger, or new-ish, or new in a place of its own, as it were, vegan... a burger restaurant, and we'll talk some more after the travel. It is now 8:40.
We're just talking about turmeric shots then.
About what?
Turmeric shots. I've told you about these before.
Remind me.
They're really good. They're little not really sure what the base is, but you're going to be serving them up at Doppelganger, which is opening up on Regent Street in a couple of weeks' time.
On the 15th of January.
Where Cafe Sicilia used to be.
Yeah.
So tell us, what's the plan? I remember I read about this, and it's quite different.
Yeah, so there's going to be an open kitchen in the middle, so you'll be able
No hiding.
No hiding. You'll be able to sit at that table as well.
Fab.
So you'll be able to sit at the chef's table.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all going to be on a bar level. There's a lower seat at the back. And then you'll order on an iPad and it'll be quite informal and you sit down and eat your burger.
Lovely.
And have a drink.
Excellent. And so tell us about the drinks we were just talking. So alcohol.
We're licensed, so we're selling alcohol, but want to look more into non-alcohol alternatives.
Yeah.
And using kombucha and then fruit ferments.
Maybe explain what kombucha is to my friend Julian over here.
Kombucha is like a fermented tea.
Are you
not
right
a fan of tea.
No. Julian.
They don't taste like tea. The one we're going to use.
And then I like it. Okay.
It's like similar flavour profiles to wine. It's called real kombucha.
Okay.
And then we want to put a fruit ferment in the bottom of that, which is fermented fruit. So we're going to do apricot and turmeric. That's going to go in the bottom of the glass, pour the kombucha on. So you've got like your health kick, your palate cleanser.
See?
At the end of your drink.
There we go. You've got a plan. And
I've
it's going to work. I can't
wait.
Well, I will definitely be paying a visit.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm not sure if we'll be having an editorial meeting down there. I feel like we've lost you with kombucha.
No. I'm okay. If there's, you know, if it's a vegan restaurant, there's going to be lots of mushrooms going on. So I'll be happy with all of that. Rose Lander joins us. A sort of a brief visitation almost for 1 week only. How vegan are you?
Well, I am pescatarian. So
sounds fishy to me.
Exactly. So I don't eat meat, but I do eat fish and I do eat all dairy and eggs and everything. And I love a vegan burger. I do. But I don't think at the moment, I'm not ready to go fully vegan because I just like cheese too much.
I think that would always be my, cheese continues to be my weakness at so many different levels. What we got coming up on 105 today from nine?
We are going to hear about the Papworth Trust's social enterprise, Owl Bikes, which sells secondhand bikes and carries out bike repairs. And Tony Barnfield is in conversation with comedian Griff Rhys-Jones. And we'll also bring you the latest in entertainment news.
Thank you most kindly. Rose Lander after 9 o'clock. You're doing 105 this week, isn't it? You're doing tomorrow afternoon as well. Yeah, so thank you very much. And thank you also very much to Alfie for coming in
well.
Thank you very much.
Telling us about Doppelganger. Sounds pretty good. Fancy a bite then after work?
Oh yeah, fancy going for a tahini and shawarma roasted aubergine and walnut burger?
Make it a double.
Cambridge 105 Radio.